A woman was mauled to death and another injured by a tiger's attack when they left their car in the middle of a wildlife park in Beijing. Yes, I want to know who should be held responsible for such a tragic incident. So first of all, guys...I'm sure you both have checked the CCTV video footage. What went on in that safari park in Beijing?
I did, actually. You were the lovely lady to show me that, but it was very graphic. So for those of the faint of heart, I wouldn't go searching for this video. It's very violent. But anyway, security cameras captured how a woman was attacked by a tiger on Saturday, July 23rd.In Beijing, Ba Da Ling Wildlife World. The news and footage of the initial attack shared by CCTV on Weibo on July 24th became trending on Chinese social media. The video shows a white car stopping in the middle of a safari park and a woman coming out of the car, out of the passenger side. And basically...As this woman is coming out of the car, she's coming around the car, and it looks like she's having maybe a dispute with the person in the driver's seat as she tries to open the door when she gets to the other side of the car. And then as soon as she turns around, a tiger literally nabs her and pulls her away out of the camera view. It is graphic. You know, there were several people involved in this. An elderly lady lost her life. I believe the mother of the woman that was mauled. And in addition to this, there was a child in the car while all of this was happening. So it was serious. More could have gone wrong, I think.
Oh, yeah. And after this incident happened, there are loads of comments on the internet blaming the young woman who came out of the car in the Ba Da Ling Wildlife. And according to CCTV, the park rules clearly state that visitors are not to leave their cars at any time and keep doors and windows securely locked. However, the woman obviously didn't obey the rule. And also, the park indicates that its ranger honked the horn from his jeep to warn the woman not to get out of the car, but that they could not stop the woman from doing so. So many details are still being investigated right now. And yes, Haiyang.
Yeah, so this woman, despite being warned, she still got out of the car and went to the driver's seat.And the person at the driver's seat who tried to save her, but then came back into the car, was her husband.
Oh,
and the
goodness.
Woman that managed to really just jump out of car and tried her best to save her, but actually lost her life, was her mother. And the woman herself, she is the one that is still alive. So that's what went on. And the park has been...asked to stop business to cooperate with an investigation. And for those who wonder about the tiger, it's not been killed. That was a rumor. Now, according to the spokesperson of the Yanqing District Garden Landscape Bureau, all tigers are grounded after the attack. So now I think we've got the picture set up. Who's at bigger fault here?
Well, first of all, I want to say how this mother, the elderly lady, is a hero. Because when you watch the video and you see how she dashes to go in aid of her daughter, it's really moving. But let's talk about these awesome park rangers. And I say that in the most sarcastic way possible because these guys literally just drove up and honked.At these people. Like, am I supposed to understand immediately what you're honking at me for? You know, I'm walking down the street of Beijing every day, and people are honking for X, Y, and Z. I don't know necessarily what they're trying to communicate. It's not like it's Morse code. But I feel like these guys should have done more. And they're
Such as? They've jumped to the scene. They've used the loudspeaker to warn people.
They stayed inside of a car. Okay, you should not have a wildlife park. What if this was a kid?Kids don't know, right? A kid accidentally gets out of the car, and then, you know, who's going to take care of that kid? This park should not be open, should not be providing drive-thrus with families just by themselves in their car without someone to protect them. This honking is not protecting them. These guys need to jump out with a training scenario where they have a dart gun, maybe to put the animal to sleep or something to distract the animal. You know, even in, there was a recently, I believe, in the U.S., a case with a gorilla, and they had to shoot the gorilla as a child had fallen in, and the gorilla was literally beating the child to death. Under those certain circumstances, yes, I don't think the gorilla was at fault, but still, I mean, I think you need to protect these people, and that doesn't happen just by honking a horn.
Yes, exactly. The park needs stronger measures to protect the tourists. And here comes the question, why did the park allow people to drive around in their private cars in the first place? That can be too risky. And the wild animals like tigers and bears, they are big and they are wild, they have lots of power, and the private cars cannot be strong enough to protect people. So what about offering some professional cars to offer them proper protection?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And actually, that is an option being offered. You can either go on a tour. So you go in one of those professional cars, safari cars, that kind of look like a vehicle for prisoners, that you're basically behind bars and you're being transported in this safari park in that cage, and that is secure. It is safe. No wild animal will get to you. So I think that is the better option. And yeah. I think probably now all safari parks or wildlife parks in China will understand that having these private cars, having private vehicles driving in these parks, it's simply not safe enough. But however, this park did come in, I think, prepared for such situations, as there was this contract or waiver of responsibility being signed in the very beginning that clearly states that anyone who's in these cars in this private... Just hold on a second, Mr. Ryan Price. Just wait for your turn for a little bit, I promise. See, you're just taking up my time. So basically, So with this waiver of responsibility for anybody, all four people have signed up this thing, and they know exactly what the rules are, and they've stated that they will not open the door, they will stay in the car, and they understand that it is their own responsibility to keep themselves safe, because who else can save people who just want to get themselves into dangerous situations?
Well, according to the Chinese media outlet The Observer, sources say the husband and the family thought they were out of the safari zone, so maybe it wasn't clearly marked. Also, the day this happened, the Weibo account and the official website did not mention the accident at all. And in fact, they said they were closed due to heavy rain. And investigation and other sources later confirmed that it was closed, that this was just a way to cover up the incident. So this is just shady business practices. And they have a long history of deaths happening with human interaction with animals, even being the zookeepers. I think they had a zookeeper killed by an elephant. They had a zookeeper killed by a tiger. They had an 18-year-old boy killed. There's been a string of deaths that have happened at this park, and yet a contract isn't going to save these people's lives, Hyung. Proper training, new management, and maybe restricting certain things that were allowed before is how you're going to keep this park, A, in business, people alive, and the interacting with animals nice and friendly.
And another problem is we don't know the details of how people sign the contract. And, you know, before people entering the park, they are so excited, and their mind might be overwhelmed by something else, and they are maybe they just take a rough look at the contract and sign their name. So question number A, are those rules clearly stated? And question number two, even though those rules are clearly stated, people are people. Human has their weakness, you know. Once they are angry, they're quarreling, they're out of mind, they might forget the rules all of a sudden. So maybe if one staff of the park can go with them in the private car, that might be another solution.
Or we already established that private cars should not be allowed in those places.
Yeah.
And also, okay, I need to calm down right now. For people who sign a contract and say, I didn't look at the fine print, well, it's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who put themselves in dangerous situations, like when you know wild animals are just wandering around your car and you still come out of your car even after warning, I don't even think God can save you.
Well, okay, again, I do think, yes, of course, maybe these people aren't animal experts. People don't know enough about wildlife, and they take for granted the safety of being in a park, thinking like, oh, no matter what happens, the rangers will protect me. Oh, nope, they're just going to drive by and honk. Honk, 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 hey, you're in danger. A video posted on YouTube in 2013 showed footage of how close people can get to these animals in safari settings. This is like actual, you know, footage of people doing this, and the park may be saying that that's okay. Not just that, they don't know how to take care of their animals. In the video, a bear is drinking orange juice. I don't know if that's necessarily healthy for a bear, but also, parents were putting their children on the back of deer. And in the video, you can see horses, and they look to be in very poor health conditions. So not only are they not taking care of these people and properly supervising their trip there to the wildlife park, but these animals are also suffering, I think, and they're not receiving proper care. It's like they have these animals, they don't understand how to take care of them, and at the same time, they're letting people drive through, and that interaction just doesn't seem to have proper supervision or training going behind the people watching and supervising the customers visiting this park.
I think certainly there, I think for the management of the park, there's a lot of education maybe that needs to go on there. And also, this is one of those topics that our WeChat listeners just, they've been very innovative with all kinds of solutions. I've tried to do a little bit of a summary. It seems like the unanimous opinion is that private vehicles should not be allowed into these parks. And our WeChat listener, Hong.
Hong?
Yeah.
Smart Hong.
You are...
I love it, dude. I love it.
Okay, let me just read it out. So he thinks that some cars might just explode by itself. It's not smart to let passengers to drive in their own cars. And also, some cars are too small and a bear can easily smash it.
Yeah, good point.
And also, stupid driver or bear kids, meaning kids who are not well behaved, might get out of the car and be eaten by the bear. Like, why is it always bears, Han? I don't understand. And what's most interesting, he says, another way to solve this is to allow people to bring their own weapons into the park. Are you talking about a hunting spree? That is not okay, Han.
It's literally safari.
And that's not happening in China right now. And yes, Agnes says, the tiger did nothing wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sticking up for the tigers. So yeah, we have a lot of animal lovers amongst our listeners. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yu Yang, and Ryan Price in the studio. Coming up next, let's talk about compulsory military training. Is it too tough for today's youngsters? Stay tuned.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. While compulsory military training has long been a source of complaint amongst Chinese students, but dissatisfied voices grew louder this year as during military training in Lanzhou Industry College, a student reportedly was kicked by a military training instructor. And in Communication University of China, an instructor is said to address the students using very abusive language. Is military training too tough for today's university students, or is it even necessary that Chinese youngsters need to go through this procedure as we grow up? So I will start with Yu Yang first.
Okay.
Yeah. What is military training like in China?
I had this military training for 2 weeks before my college year, a freshman year starts, and all of us wear that kind of not so pretty uniforms and this long sleeves, and we stood for a long time, or follow strict schedules and march and stand up straight for long hours outdoor and the super hot summer sun. It was pretty tough. Yes, but still manageable in my time.
Do you feel like, actually a question following up on this, because there have been some deaths due to overexertion and, people physically overexerting themselves. Yu Yang, having done this, being the survivor, did you feel like this kind of, physical exertion was too much?
This year, this might be a little bit extreme. The students from Beijing's Communication University of China, it's your university, right?
Yes.
中国传媒大学, right?
Yeah.
a group of students has published a public letter of complaint on Sina Weibo early this month. And the letter mentioned disrespect, gender discrimination, and poor living conditions in the training camp. Yeah, and
not just that. I mean, I'm looking at a state-run news, China news agency reported that in 2 weeks in 2011, a military training at Peking University, 3,500 students reported nearly 6,000 doctor visits. So this is maybe a problem. It's hurting the health of these students. I could see there's some redeeming parts of this. Teaching discipline, teaching, love for your country, that and hard work and these kind of things. But at the same time, when you're going there and coming out with more doctor visits, verbal abuse, and people actually physically contacting you when they're verbally abusing you.
That's not supposed to happen,
That's more like prison than it is, anything else.
That's interesting, because with doctor visits, I think there could be an explanation, because you just self-report and say, I'm not feeling well, so you need to go see the doctor. That's, the situation. So it's not that difficult to go see a doctor. Explains one thing, okay, Ryan? And also, you mentioned, what was the second one? About poor living conditions.
Mm.
Yes, look at how living conditions or standards have improved for Chinese people. When I was a little girl in Beijing, we had to use public bathroom. And now, who does that? Everybody in your house, you have your own bathroom. And yes, after getting used to that, I remember when I had to go through military training, I couldn't go to the bathroom for a whole week when I was there.
What?
Because I could not.
Oh my God.
I simply just could not stand people staring at me when I'm doing my business.
Mm.
So yeah, I think with this kind of so-called very difficult situation, it's kind of up for debate to some extent. I think we need to know more about what exactly happened and also about abusive language. Isn't that a characteristic of the army?
And not just that, living conditions. As you said, in some of these reports, 12 people are sharing a room, and the food in the canteen has been called not clean and filled with flies. So that does not sound appetizing to me.
Oh, that gross. The environment can be a little bit harsh, but at least it should be clean, right? And it should not damage the students' health.
Yes, I think that is the bottom line. And from my own experience, actually, usually the military have pretty good food because health needs to be ensured. But yes, I think hardship is sort of the purpose of military training. But is it too hard for some people? Well, it's up for debate and we want to know what you think. Just find us at EZFM Roundtable at WeChat. That's all for today. Bye-bye!